conversation one. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation one.
Hi, Bob. You speak very good Chinese.
Not really, Mary. I just know a little. Actually, not being able to speak a foreign language is a bit of a British trait, or a particularly British characteristic. The British are generally considered to be lazy linguists. We just don't bother to learn another language.
I guess the main reason is that when you travel around the world, you find that English is spoken almost everywhere.
Yes, yes, we get by. We survive on just using our mother language.
But you seem to love learning languages a lot. How many foreign languages can you speak?
Not that many. A bit of German, some French, Polish a little, Chinese, of course, a bit of Japanese. That's about it.
I'm impressed. Well, what is the second most spoken language in England? Is it Chinese?
No, I don't think so.
Then that must be French.
No. According to the recent census, 104 different languages are spoken in the UK, and Polish is the second most spoken language, followed by Punjabi and Urdu.
Then do you have to learn a foreign language in school?
No, it's not compulsory. But recently a campaign was launched to encourage everyone in the UK to learn at least 1,000 words of another language. It hopes to help Britain increase international trade.
1,000 words?
Yes. It's called the 1,000 Words Campaign because it says a vocabulary of 1,000 words would allow a speaker to hold a simple conversation.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yes. It gives you self-satisfaction and self-esteem if you can speak another language when you're traveling. And I think it also gives you an edge in a lot of different areas in the workplace. You feel good about learning a new skill, and you feel good about yourself, and it boosts your confidence. Imagine going on holiday to Spain and being able to speak to the locals.
Of course it does make one feel good.
And there are also the economic benefits of speaking another language. It gives you an advantage, especially if you're dealing with foreign companies.
Yes, it also shows politeness and respect for other people by showing you have made an effort.
You're right. I'm afraid I must get going now. I'll have my Chinese class at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I have a class at 10 as well. Okay, see you later.
See you.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Question 1. According to the man, what is a British characteristic? Question 2. What is the second most spoken language in the UK? Question 3. Why was the 1,000 word campaign launched? Question 4. According to the man, which is not considered an advantage of learning a foreign language? Question 5. What's the most probable relationship between the man and the woman?